This week's Cut Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Primarily, you had reduction in the Texas crop. That crop went down about 600,000 bales, being partially offset by larger crops in several of the southeastern states. So that's how we get to the net effect of a drop of about 450,000 bales on upland production. USDA did not make any changes in their estimates for ELS or Pima cotton. It stayed at 498,000 bales. Putting those two together gives us an all cotton crop of 18.4 million bales. That is still significantly larger than what was produced in 2009, when we had just 12.2 million bales.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They did make some adjustments on demand. They lowered domestic use to 3.45 million bales, down from their October estimate of 3.6 million, almost unchanged from what we had in 2009. On the flip side of that, they increased U.S. exports to 15.75 million bales for the 2010 marketing year. That in part reflects the strong pace of export sales we've had in the first 3 months of the marketing year. Put those combined changes in demand with the smaller crop, and it gives us an ending stock number of 2.2 million bales. In October, the estimate was 2.7 million bales. So we are looking at a tighter stock situation in the U.S. balance sheet in November than what we had in October.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Those were fairly significant. China is the largest importer of cotton. They made some adjustments in the 2010 crop for China by lowering that crop. They also made some adjustments in 2009 that reduced the beginning stock levels for China. So as a result, the combined effect was for China to import more cotton in 2010 than what USDA was originally anticipating, up to 15 million bales. The U.S. will be one of the major suppliers of that cotton, and that translates back to the higher export number.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Even though USDA lowered their estimate of domestic use down to 116.8 million bales for 2010, that still exceeds the expected crop of 115 million bales. So it is expected that cotton stocks will fall as we go through the 2010 marketing year. And right now, the ending stock estimate out of USDA is 42 million bales. And that's down from a beginning stock number of 43.7 million. So we're still seeing some tightness in the cotton market. And from a fundamental standpoint, certainly an area that still lends itself to being supportive of price levels.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They're the second largest producer of cotton, also the second largest exporter. We know that they're still using different types of export restrictions that's limiting their presence in the world market. The USDA did not make any changes in their export number in November. That'll be one to watch as we see exactly what happens with India's exports as we go forward. The other one, too, is to continue to watch this demand number. USDA lowered it a little bit, as I mentioned, in November. That largely reflects what they perceive will be the impacts of the higher prices on demand. So that's going to be one to watch, is just demand strength as we go out in front of us.